Welcome to TV Campfire Podcast. This is podcast number 56, and I am Libby, your host, and I'm currently driving back from San Francisco back to LA after WonderCon, which means that this podcast will be very different and hopefully very short. And also, I will be getting you guys all the interviews that I did over the weekend, so be patient, it'll be coming through the week. And those interviews include the cast of Human Target. I did Camelot. Did an interview with the Camelot people and Doctor Who, Mark Shepard, and there was something else, and I forgot what it is. Also, I forgot, this week we have a returning guest.
Hi, I'm Josh. Road trip, woo!
And I apologize that this cast could not be done in the normal fashion, but San Francisco was a little crazy. And so I was like, hey, let's just record in the car as we're driving back for 6 hours. No problem.
Sure, why not?
I'm trying to remember what else. We did Human Target, Camelot, Doctor Who. Oh, and Being? What the heck was that show?
Breaking In.
Breaking In with Christian Slater. I think those were all the interviews. Oh, and Green Lantern. But that wasn't mine, so never mind. Not Green Lantern.
Forget we said anything about Green Lantern.
Alright, so let's get on with the news, and the main news that I got, there's some great trailers out there for Doctor Who, check it out. There's also a 15-minute of the pilot for Game of Thrones, which I anticipate to be the best new show ever. No pressure.
It sounded pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I got to sit on the throne, but that's beside the point.
So did I.
And the other big news that I'm pretty worried about, actually, because we saw the panels for Human Target and for V, and it brought up the subject of shows that are on the bubble. And Human Target is definitely on the bubble. It's between Human Target, Chicago Code, and Lie to Me to get a slot for Fox. And I was like, well,
for me, two of the three shows, I only watched two of those three shows, and both of the shows that I watch, Lie to Me and Chicago Code, I really wouldn't miss them if they left.
There's that.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Lie to Me, but if I had to choose, I would pick Human Target. So
okay.
That's just my personal choice. I hope that the networks agree with me. And so what was kind of depressing was listening to the cast and the creators talk about what they planned on season 3, and I was like, please give me a season 3. I really want to see this. And then I listened to the panel for V and listened to what they had to say.
Oh, God. Like, they have all these plans and just, like... And, like, Mark Singer, who was on the panel, he was, like... He started, like, really waxing poetic about it.
Oh,
and I was like, wow. Like, they were all into it. Elizabeth Mitchell, she was geeking out over Mark Singer so hard.
it was a really good... WonderCon, I have to say, was a lot of fun. I mean, it didn't have as many people or as many panels as Comic-Con, obviously, but the panels that they did have were pretty enjoyable. The crowd wasn't too bad, and there were a lot of costumes, so, thumbs up. Mm-hmm. So, the point is, go support your shows. Apparently, they want us to show our support through Twitter and on Facebook for both.
V's got, like, something special. I think it's called, like, Project Alice or something like that.
Yeah, and Human Target doesn't have anything as elaborate. They just are like, just / Human Target all over the place on Twitter to show your support. So you've got like about a week or two. Well, you got a little more than that. We've probably got about a month before the network makes its final decision, because all that stuff comes out in May.
Yeah.
So not even a month, less than a month.
And we want another season of V.
And we want another season of Human Target.
There.
Okay. Now you know.
We've said it.
Okay, so let's start talking about the shows. First up is actually Breakout Kings.
Breakout Kings, which I don't watch.
And really quickly, because I don't like the monologue, I was blown away by 2 weeks ago. I was a week behind. But 2 weeks ago, they did the crossover episode with Prison Break and Breakout Kings, and they had Teabag break out of prison. Break out of the prison that he broke out of in Prison Break, and it was fantastic. It was really, really good.
that actually, like, makes me want to check it out now. Like, I might have to go back and start watching it.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, I think his body count was, like, 6 people were dead within 24 hours.
Nice.
Because they were kind of like, well, how bad can a one-armed or one-handed man be? And they were like,
have you not met T-Bag? I watched Prison Break. I know what this man is capable of.
And that was a cool thing, because they're trying to explain to these guys, like, how not a joke T-Bag is.
Yeah.
And then the great little monologue at the end, where the guy who's kind of the psychiatrist, he wants to analyze T-Bag, and he had been talking all excited about it all episode, but then after he saw all the people that he had killed and everything he had done, he was just like, you know, some people are like, you know, like toasters or whatever, they're just broken initially. He's like, you were just born broken.
Yep.
And
that's probably the best way to describe him.
And what's funny is T-Bag didn't even react, he just looked at him, and then the guy gets up and walks away, and T-Bag's kind of like, you just figured that out? You know, like, he's known that his whole life, I guess.
Yeah.
So, that was pretty good. So, I have to say, that's the best episode they've had so far.
Cool.
So, moving on, you did or did not see The Event?
I did not.
Of course not. Now I'm talking about this episode by myself again.
Yeah, I know.
The only reason I even mentioned this one is because a pretty major event happened.
An event in the event? What?
Nice. They killed 2/3 of the aliens. They basically had 3 buses that had broken out, and the president has now gone from being a peace-loving guy to just being like, he felt like he's being walked all over by Sophia. So to kind of prove that he's a man, he decided to blow it up. I think that's crazy, because even though he found out that Sophia's weapon, that she had to destroy it, because they destroyed the Washington Monument, which was awesome. It's an awesome visual.
Oh, God, I really need to watch this episode.
So they destroy the Washington Monument, and then the death count's like at 700 or something. And he finds out that was the last energy that she had in her weapon, and they need to build the energy back up to use the weapon again. And so she was basically like, you know, this is what we can do, let us go. So he lets them go, thinking that they have the weapon ready to do something. Then he finds out that she's bluffing, that the weapon has to recharge. He's like, well, let's kill him now. And somebody pointed out, well, whoever's arming the weapon is not on that bus. So they were like, so, okay, we kill all of them, but the weapon is still out there. Whoever has that weapon is still in control of it. And once it recharges, then what? You know, he's like, if we're declaring war on them, their weapons are far superior to ours. He's like, it's crazy. And he's like, no, Sophia's taking advantage of me for the last time. I will kill her.
Oh, and I used to like this guy.
It was just dumb. I was like, why don't you listen to your people when they're telling you to calm down?
Yeah.
Like, before they were telling you you're weak, and now they're telling you you're going over the limit.
Yeah.
You need to back that off a little bit, because now he's basically blown up 2/3 of the people, and now Sophia is giving up the whole peaceful thing, which was
her whole plan.
Yeah, she had whole, you know, and Thomas has been blown up, so now Thomas is dead, which I'm actually happy
good.
About, because I couldn't stand him.
No,
I've
had it with Thomas.
The president has killed her son. So,
oh, jeez.
You know, they are at war at this point. Because now Sophia's all like, screw peace.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And I couldn't actually tell you what Jason Ritter's doing, because I fast-forward his scenes. I really have no idea what he's doing.
I don't fast-forward his scenes. I just sort of zone out.
No, I'm too impatient.
Okay.
Like, I really... Apparently he was in France.
Oh.
And it was obviously not France, but it was like faux France. And I was just
so
like,
you mean the Paris casino in Vegas?
It was bad. It was really, really bad. And I just didn't care.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay, The Event. Stuff is now happening. I know that this show is going to be canceled by the end of the season.
Yeah.
I don't really care that it's going to be canceled by the end of the season, but I do want a little conclusion. I want to see how it ends.
I would like some resolution to everything that's going on. Some closure.
I think at this point the producers have to know that it's going to be canceled. So.
There's no way they can know that
so
it's going to be canceled.
Let's wrap something up, you know?
Yeah.
So the next show we want to talk about is Castle.
which was Law and Murder.
Yes.
The juror who spontaneously dies.
I liked that they make you think that this guy who's on trial is... Well, he is a criminal.
He is a criminal.
Yeah, and they show you how angry he is and how dangerous he looks. And so you're thinking, oh, he probably did kill this person or whatever. And then they show you his suspicious cousin.
Right.
And so you're following that
obvious
train.
They really do follow down, like, this whole gang conspiracy thing, like, down a long ways before they realize, wait a second, this murder had nothing to do with why he got killed.
Right. And Castle is... never been the super mysterious, oh my god, look at that twist kind of show. But this one was a little bit better than normal.
This one was, I don't want to say it was like overly twisty, because like as we started going down it, I was like, wait a minute, there are other things in this man's life that are too suspicious.
Right.
So I had a feeling that the murder trial that he died at was more of a red herring, but it was a very well done red herring.
Right. I thought that was pretty good. And didn't we in this episode find out that Castle asked her, oh, the great moment, the good, because I only care about the relationship stuff.
Right.
On this show.
Screw the murder, let's talk about them.
That's my thing. But there was this moment where you find out that the boyfriend's not available because he's working, and... I love that bit where Castle pretend, like, at the beginning of the episode, he's like, oh, I want to go see, what was the movie? Do you remember?
It was
an old school sci-fi movie, and it's not The Day the Earth Stood Still, it's something else.
I can't remember
what it was, but he was
Forbidden Planet.
Yes, and he was trying to get his daughter to go see it, or his mom to go see it, and everybody turned him down.
Right.
And so he's like, I guess I'll go by myself, he's all depressed. And Beckett spontaneously says she's going to go see the movie on her own.
Yeah.
And he manages to finagle an invitation and pretend he's never seen the movie before.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's just made for each other. isn't this the one where we, like, had the whole story with the daughter going up to Massachusetts to...
Well, why should she go to Massachusetts? She went to Williamsburg.
To Williamsburg.
Or Brooklyn.
To repay a store that her friend shoplifted from.
Well, the only thing that I think is other families are different than other families, or rich families or whatever, because granted, he did invade her privacy by following her phone. That's
right.
True.
Yes.
But she's only 16 and she still lives in his house, and she lied to him. And
she was acting suspiciously.
She was acting suspiciously, and she lied to him completely, and then she got mad about the fact that he followed her. I was like, yeah, no, that wouldn't have happened in my house. Yeah. My house would have been, I found out you lied to me, but you invaded my privacy. Not even an issue.
Yeah.
The issue would have been that I lied. I would have been grounded. In the end, I couldn't have had a fit. And he, like, apologized to her for invading her privacy.
Yeah.
I was like,
well,
really?
I mean, that's kind of the relationship they have.
Yeah, it's weird. And that does not sink in with...
I know.
What I perceive to be a proper father-daughter.
But, you know, like, in the end, it resolved itself because it turned out that she lied to him because she was going to do a good deed.
Right. And I understand that she's not a normal teenager. She does...
Yeah.
She's a super, you know, good teenager. I get that.
Yeah.
But it just, that whole conversation. And Beckett was like, I can't believe you invaded her privacy. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Well, I think that's partly why he apologized, because Beckett gave him such a hard time.
That's true, too. Yeah. He does whatever Beckett tells him to do.
Yep. Because they're made for each other.
All right. Thumbs up on Castle.
Yeah.
I liked it. Monday was light. I think that was all we had Monday.
Yeah, that was Monday.
Tuesday was NCIS.
Uh-huh.
And this week's episode was, I don't even remember exactly what the murder was, but the big mystery was the envelope that Gibbs had received and DeNozzo...
Immediately chucked in the trash.
Right. DeNozzo was being snoopy, nosy DeNozzo.
Yeah.
Huh. Nosy DeNozzo.
Did we just get that?
Anyway, him trying to figure out what was going on and trying to keep a secret that he's sleeping with the new blonde chick. I don't even remember her name.
Yeah.
But he's going to get found out very quickly because he sucks at lying.
Yeah, I'm like, how did Ziva not figure that out?
Well, Ziva's like, about to figure it out because he totally lied incorrectly to her. So.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what... the episode was. What I do have to say is definitely a check in the pro column for this episode was that we didn't have Vance acting like a jerk to everybody.
I don't think he was in the episode at all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it's a pro.
That's why it's okay, because really, Vance has been irking me these past few weeks.
It's all building to something, because I saw something in the preview for next week that I was like, oh, they're resolving the whole... And that's all coming to a head.
Okay, as long as they resolve it, like,
I'm ready to put
this whole thing to bed.
But I like the... what's the FBI guy's name? Fresnel.
Fresnel, yeah.
Yeah, I like Fresnel and Gibbs' relationship, which is... The fact that they both married the same woman and both got invites to the wedding, which is so bizarre.
Yeah, but I loved, like, the little bit at the end because Gibbs ultimately doesn't go to the wedding, but
Fresnel does. Told you that Gibbs wasn't going to that wedding.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm just saying. But Fresnel does, and Fresnel comes back and Gibbs asks him how it was, and he's like, I gave away the bride. I'm like, oh, that's just mean. And yeah. Gibbs was just like, I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah. He knew that she was trouble. Yeah. I think she's also the wife that he tells you when she leaves you, she's going to clean out your bank account.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so yeah, I don't particularly like that one. I think she's number three because he's been married four times.
Yeah, I think I remember him saying that she was number three.
So, NCIS, I mean, it's building towards something for the finale. Yeah. I'm just hoping it doesn't build to too big of a change that I want to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this was sort of a fluff episode. There wasn't anything really major going on in it.
No, it's all building up to whatever was coming in the finale.
Yeah.
Alright, that was all that was Tuesday. No, Stargate Universe.
Oh, yes, Stargate Universe. What happened in Stargate Universe?
That was the one where...
Ghosts!
No, it wasn't the ghost, it was the kidney transplant.
Oh. I thought the kidney transplant was the ghost.
What was the ghost?
Gin and all of them coming back.
Oh, right. Yes, it was all the same episode. There was two plots going on because the emergency was that...
The one guy was going...
I don't even know that dude's name. He was going into kidney failure.
Yeah.
And, man, Greer has, like, some sort of weird death wish or something. What is his deal?
I really don't know, but, like, as soon as they... said that he was a match. He's like, take out my kidney. They're like, oh, well, you might want to take some time to think it over. Don't need to think about it. Do it. And we're like, whoa!
I understand that he's a Marine, but come on.
Like, I don't know if it's like an honorable thing to do or if it's an I want to die thing to do.
I can't figure out his deal. He's got issues.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I still love Greer because I like that practical joke he played on them when he screams at the top of his lungs.
Yeah.
And they all freak out.
That was almost worth it all, just for that moment.
But now they're doing the mix-up ghost thing. I thought that Rush was going to make it so that his girlfriend ended up in the body.
I thought he was going to, too.
And like, I'm impressed that he didn't do that.
Like, but I thought it was, like, really funny, because, like, I don't think they played up the awkwardness enough between Eli, Rush, and Scott.
Yeah, having
Scott.
To share the same girlfriend.
Yeah, how like, they all suddenly have the same girlfriend.
With Eli and Scott, they made that was awkward between the two of them.
They did have, like, their one awkward moment, which I was hoping they would do, because, like, there's just, you can't get around this.
But then when, adding Rush makes that interesting.
Yeah.
That makes that a whole another thing.
Well, because then you add Rush's diabolicalness to it.
Yeah, exactly, because now it's like, okay, what's Rush willing to do to get his girlfriend back?
Right. But, I mean, he ultimately goes with the chair, which surprisingly worked.
Yeah. I am impressed by that.
Yeah. So how this plays into the last few episodes we have, I'm very curious to see.
I do have to say, I totally cannot stand Chloe and Scott together.
I could never stand them together.
I never
liked that pairing from the get-go.
I almost wanted anybody else to end up in the body so that it would be a different relationship. Because I actually prefer Eli and Eli and Gin. Rush and...
The doctor, I can't remember her name, yeah.
I prefer either one of those relationships.
Yeah.
But anyway, nobody asked me.
Yeah, yeah. I thought Eli and Gin were just adorable together.
Yeah, they really were. Makes me sad.
Yeah.
But they have no real explanation on why they were ghosting. Like, I still am not. They're like radio waves. Like,
yeah,
what?
Like, they sort of explain it, but then, like,
not really.
I don't know. I was still confused by it all.
Yeah. Like, all right, whatever.
But, you know, like, at the end of the day, I was like, we've got Gin and Dr. What's-Her-Face back.
Dr. What's-Her-Face? all right, so Stargate Universe, thumbs up. I mean, so far, all the episodes since they come back have been pretty good.
Yeah, and, like, we're starting to get to the point where they need to build up to the ending, which...
Yeah, but they didn't... The only problem is they didn't know they were being canceled when they shot the episode.
Yeah, which... So, oh, God.
This is going to be a cliffhanger, probably.
Oh, that's going to bug me so much.
anyway, all right, so that's all for Tuesday, so...
Wednesday is
Mr. Sunshine.
Yes.
And I forgot to mention earlier, Mr. Sunshine is also a show that's on the bubble. So and if you care, write in or something.
Yeah, because I have to say, like, I'm starting to enjoy this show more and more with every episode.
I still like that theme.
Yeah.
I love the theme.
Oh, it gets stuck. It's so simple and gets stuck in your head. Mr. Sunshine, yay.
So this week's episode was... the crossover emails.
Oh, yeah.
And Ben is the assistant to whatever her name is.
Roman is the assistant to...
I said Ben.
Yeah.
Roman.
Roman is the assistant to Alice is her
Alice,
name.
Yeah. So that's actually... I like the fact that their emails got switched some kind of way.
Yeah. Because, like, I actually thought, like, when the emails got switched that it was a screw-up that Roman made.
I did, too. But
and then it turns out, like, Roman becomes, like, super assistant.
I like it that he finally has found his niche. Like,
yeah.
He's tried out all these jobs, and he's finally found the job that he's actually good at.
Yeah. Like, after becoming, like, a greeter for the office.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to work. Have a good day. Welcome to work. Didn't you wear that tie yesterday?
Roman is probably the best character on the show.
Yeah. I want them to do more with Heather, though, because she has a lot of potential to be hilarious, I think.
She's crazy. Yeah. Well, she's crazy.
Like, most of the jokes for her come from people talking about her.
Oh, right. But then her reaction after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought this week's episode was... It wasn't necessarily extraordinary, but it was just another good addition.
Oh, this was also The Cleaning Lady Dies.
Oh, the funeral was great.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And the announcer guy who loses his mind.
I wasn't quite sure why he lost his mind.
Because I guess he lost a lot in the real estate bubble or something
so
like that.
And so, of course, get yourself fired. That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, he goes nuts and he's like, I'm naked in the booth!
And he really was naked in the booth. But yeah, the funeral was great because she's like, she had many layers. There was one layer where she was a great friend, another layer where she stole all my jewelry and was an awful person, another layer where she was a great grandmother. I was like...
Well, she's like using the whole Matryoshka doll metaphor because that's what they gave her.
Right. That's all I can think of for that episode, really.
Yeah. I mean, it was a fun episode. I like it. I'm consistently enjoying this show, so I hope they get renewed.
I do as well.
Hear that, Twitter?
Tweet your heart out or whatever.
Yeah.
I do not Twitter, so I don't know any of the terms. It's sad. Butcher. let's see. What's after? Oh, Justified.
Justified, of course. Yes.
Yes. This was. It wasn't. It was a big episode in that it was building to a bigger episode.
Yes. Which I cannot wait for because, like, you know stuff is going to go down.
I love the fact that Boyd is way smarter than people give him credit for.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he's like, oh, I figured out what's going on.
Yeah.
And by the way, what the heck was in that bag? And he's like, you don't want to know what's in the bag.
Yeah.
And it was like some sort of animal named Charlie.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was. He wasn't a snake.
He wasn't a snake. He was like, what? I don't know if he was like a giant rodent or something or what.
I don't know, a ferret or something. I was like, a ferret's not that scary, but okay.
And the big thing was Raylan was assigned to security duty for the big coal lady.
And Raylan was having a very bad day.
Raylan had like a really bad day. First of all, he didn't want to do this job at all.
Right. Because he knew it was going to cause problems.
He knew it was going to cause problems, and so, like, the whole time, he's just, like, Mr. Grumbly Butt.
Well, the other thing is, he was hungover because he was upset because of the whole money, his girlfriend stole all that money, and he's pretty sure that he got caught.
Yeah.
So he's thinking, my career is over, my life sucks, let me go get drunk. So he's hungover.
Yeah,
so his first day on a job that he doesn't want, he's totally wasted.
Uh-huh.
And he just makes every wrong decision possible.
Gets the snot beat out of him, something horrible from one of the Bennett guys.
Oh, that was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny, and you knew it was going to happen, but oh my God, was it brutal.
And then hearing the backstory on why those two families hate each other finally makes sense.
I was really glad to hear that. And then, like, we had the big town hall meeting with the coal lady. And,
I still don't know who set off the firecrackers. Are we supposed to assume she did it?
They left that open. Like, I mean, Raylan, like, sort of thought that...
He
accused her of it, at least.
Right.
And she was like, well, I didn't do it, but it sure was nice and convenient, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I don't know if Boyd would have done it. He wasn't in the area. He was still sitting in the seat. So.
No, he was still up front, yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And plus, like, Boyd has no motive to do that. He actually likes doing what he does.
Right. Well, I mean, it would have helped her, so.
Yeah.
But, I'd like to get an idea of what the bigger picture is. Apparently, there's a bigger picture, which we're not seeing at the moment.
Boyd has figured it out.
Right.
But, and he's shown it to Ava, but she doesn't know what it is, and we haven't seen it.
Well, we saw it's a map of the county.
We saw it's a map.
And things are circled.
Yeah, that's it. Don't know what it means yet.
Yeah.
But, like, the whole big thing was
the party.
Max Bennett invited the whole town to a party at her place. And everybody's going, and, like, the last scene is Raylan and a coal lady, Carol, her name is.
By the way, was flirting outrageously with Raylan.
Oh, my God.
She, like, they were talking, and she just took her clothes off, like...
Yeah, like, right in front of them.
In the middle of the conversation, they are having a casual conversation.
They're having a casual conversation, but then she's, like, comes out, she's wearing a towel, and just, like, takes it off, and we're like, whoa, hello!
And he loses his... She's like, oh, I lost my train of thought for a second. I was like, yeah, no kidding. But she did it like... She didn't understand why he lost his train of thought.
Oh, she understood.
Yeah, but she was acting like she didn't. So yeah. I was like, okay, whatever. But I actually like her, sort of.
I kind of like her, too. Like, she actually sort of grew on me a bit.
Well, apparently she's smarter than every other woman he's dated so far.
Well, yeah, I mean, after... Winona the last couple of episodes, I'm like, you know what, Raylan, dump Winona, let's get with her.
I think he's on the verge of it. I think he really is going to dump her, because if you notice, he didn't sleep in the bed.
That's true. Yeah.
So, especially if she's responsible for ending his career, I don't think he can forgive that.
No, absolutely not. But like the big scene, like the last scene is Raylan and Carol basically like saying, so we're going to this party, right? Yep. And basically like Raylan basically says, like, it's gonna get ugly. and so, like, I cannot wait for next week.
Yeah, that's gonna be great. So that was Wednesday. Thursday was
Big Bang Theory,
and nothing else came on, right?
No, that's pretty much it.
Oh man! All right, so Big Bang was Sheldon was playing World of Warcraft, and some random hacker guy steals all his stuff, including his ostrich.
Yes.
Which apparently is a big affront.
Uh-huh. Like, his special battle ostrich. And he like, literally calls the real cops.
That was fantastic. Because I was like, they got robbed? Really?
Yeah. And I thought it was hilarious. Like, the cop finally figures out what's going on. He's like, our jurisdiction doesn't extend to Pandora. And Sheldon's like, Pandora is from Avatar. The world in World of Warcraft is Azeroth. Seriously, how do they give you a badge?
All that was good, and I like the fact that Penny would... They go down there with their big music and theme and think they're going to take back from a bully.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no. They still don't have the guts to fight a bully.
And Leonard has to lie to Priya about it because...
She doesn't get it.
She doesn't get it. And Penny does.
Yeah. Penny was like, I'm sorry, Sheldon, for what happened, and she brought him a cheesecake.
Yeah.
because she understands how important that was to him, and she was trying to cheer him up.
Yeah.
And Priya's like, what? I don't understand. Why are you guys, you would rather do this than have sex with me? And he's like, this is important.
Yeah.
And she's just like, yeah, that's not going to last very long. That relationship is doomed.
Yeah. And, but you know what? It actually makes me sort of pine for Leonard and Penny again. Like,
well, of course, I am in the camp of I like Penny and Sheldon, but...
Oh, God, really?
I do. I like... You do know that behind the scenes, they're actually married.
I know that, yeah.
But that was before I knew that.
Okay.
But their relationship is interesting. I like them together. I really do.
Okay.
Not that I think it would really work, but I
no,
do like
of course it.
It
wouldn't work.
But I do like it.
The only kind of relationship Sheldon can have is the one he has with Amy.
Yes, I know. But I like the fact that Amy is now actually sort of looking for maybe a real relationship.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, like...
Her body signals got turned on.
Well, because, Penny and Bernadette are, like, really starting to rub off on her.
Right.
And, like, I love Amy. Like, I love that character. And not just because I had a crush on Maya Bialik when I was a kid. Yes, I'm admitting that publicly. But I just love that character and, like, how they put, like, a little Kahlua in the ice cream. She has one little bite of it. She's like, okay, I'm drunk. Just, like, the way she plays her, I just love it.
She nails it. She has that character down.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I know a lot of people were like, oh, God, I don't know if I liked this character when she started, but, like, I was on board with her from day one.
I think she's one of the best. By giving Penny a group of friends,
yes,
it totally works now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact that she can hang out with them, they're complete geeks.
Yeah.
And she can hang with them means she's been hanging with the guys way
right.
too long.
Yeah.
So.
Like, she doesn't want to admit it, but Penny is becoming a geek.
Yeah, against her will.
Yep.
But those guys are her friends.
Yeah.
And they look out for her when she needs it, so.
Yeah.
Priya's just...
Priya does not fit.
No.
Like, she barely fits as Raj's sister.
Yeah, she doesn't fit in the gang, and I'm sure that that's going to become very obvious. I mean,
yeah.
Leonard likes the sex, but...
Yeah.
She just doesn't work.
No.
Anyway, alright, so, unfortunately, we left for San Francisco on Friday morning.
Yes.
So, therefore, anything that came on Friday...
So, if there was a new Fringe, which I don't know if there was, we missed it.
Yes, and we missed the premiere of Camelot.
Right. This will all be rectified by the time we get back to LA.
And we'll talk about it on next week's podcast. And I'd like to remind you guys to keep your eyes open for all the interviews that I have coming up. I'll be posting at least three of them. And they're going to be video interviews, and I'll put them out in audio format as well. And that's going to take me a couple of days to get together. So this will have to hold you up until then. But keep your eyes open, and if you have any feedback, comments, as always, send it to tvcampfire@gmail.com. And follow us on Twitter @tvcampfire or on Facebook, blah, 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 yada, yada.
And be sure to support the shows you want to see renewed on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes. Talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.